What are we talking about? Practice? We're talking about practice, man.
This is The Game with your hosts, Jason Bishop and Drayton Hogarth.
In my opinion, that sucked.
We failed to make our coaching points and our points more compelling than their fat little girlfriends.
Oh, my God.
All right, so here we go. It's The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop along with Drayton Hogarth. And this segment, we'll just go ahead and tell you, brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and Watermarks Printing. You can get your calls in 912-275-7017. If you want to go old school and email us, we'll do it that way too, thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. So if you're a Falcons fan, you're probably still walking around in a daze.
Right.
Drayton.
Exactly. a little daze just going on. A little disappointed, but it's all right. It was a tough one, but we'll have to bounce back. I'm kind of looking forward to talking about the off season instead of talking about the results of the game.
Yeah,
and of course we still have to include that, but
right, in our pre-show meeting we had the discussion. Well, I think everyone's talked enough about the game, at least in this part of the country. Let's just look forward. Talk about what's going to happen in the offseason, what they need to do, the draft. I think you turned in an article to the SouthernSportsEdition.com on the offseason draft, free agents, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Also, speaking of that, Kip Branch turned in an article. Fantastic. My favorite article of all time. Turned in by Kip Branch to the SouthernSportsEdition.com. And what it's on is how hard it is to be a sports fan in the state of Georgia with all the disappointment that our teams give us and how difficult it is living a life loving these teams. Great article. TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. Get there and read it. Trivia question. We're going to do something different this week.
There you go.
Give us a call. We're going to ask a trivia question. We'll ask it periodically throughout the show until someone calls in and gets it right. The trivia question is, in 1991, the Atlanta Braves played the Minnesota Twins in the World Series. It went 7 games. In Game 6, Kirby Puckett hit a walk-off home run to send the Twins to extend the series to 7 games against the Braves. What Atlanta Braves pitcher gave up that home run to Kirby Puckett in Game 6 in extra innings? The number, 912-275-7017. We'll give you a free The Game t-shirt if you call in with the right answer. 912-275-7017. What Atlanta Braves pitcher gave up the World Series extra inning home run to Kirby Puckett Game 6?
So even the trivia question has to deal with heartbreak for Georgia.
That's all there is, man. That's all there is. There's only one in Georgia history other than 1980, mm-hmm. 1995.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah, I mean.
That's it.
SEC championships, maybe.
They don't count. We're talking about winning the big one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it. The whole city of Atlanta, Braves, Hawks, Falcons, Georgia Tech, Georgia State. Well, Georgia Southern. Could you throw in Georgia Southern and Statesboro?
Well, no, because Georgia Southern's, you know what? They're the flag bearer of the state. They win.
Yeah.
They win. Like, they've got a ton of national championships over there in Statesboro. When they play big games, they win big games. They win national championships. They're the exception in the entire state.
Yeah.
Otherwise, every other team that resides in this state, they're going to break your heart. So if you're a sports fan and you want to root for a team that's not going to let you down in the state of Georgia, you need to root for the Georgia Southern Eagles. Flat out, that's going to be the case. Let everybody else go. Just let them go and be an Eagle fan. I'm a Kennesaw State grad. I don't really like that idea. But you know what? Go to school in Statesboro.
Yeah.
Georgia Southern's a pretty campus, man.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah. The location stinks of where it is. Statesboro, there's nothing. It reminds me, like, that whole I-16 corridor where Georgia Southern is. We've mm-hmm. gone way off the rails again.
It's okay.
Yep. All right, so that whole I-16 corridor from Savannah to Macon, it reminds me of one of those old Nintendo racing games where you see the same scenery over and over. Tree, bridge, tree, bridge, tree, bridge. That's what I-16 is to me.
Occasional mushroom pop up in the road. it's nothing but, you know, a lot of heartbreak and tell me this, would it be, and again, a little off topic, but
okay.
Would you rather be, you know, you see how people always jump around. It seems like they got 18 different jerseys in their closet. They cheer for 22 different teams.
I have a buddy that's been that changes every like 3 years.
It's awful.
Right,
man.
Now he's a Steelers fan. Right now,
I don't know how they can live with themselves jumping around from team to team like that. How do you do that? How do you not root for a team for a specific reason other than they're really good? That's really annoying to me, to be quite honest.
It should be annoying to you because I hate that too. Yeah, I have a buddy. He's been a Georgia fan. He's been a Florida State fan. He's been a Miami fan. Right now he's an Alabama fan, which is, I don't know how you do that.
Yeah.
In the NFL, he has been a Cowboy fan. He's been a 49er fan. To his credit, he's not a Patriot fan, but he has been, right now he's a Steeler fan, and it's just every 3 years, man, new team.
I don't get that at all. As a lifelong State of Georgia, basically, fan, throw in a little Kansas State and a little bit of Louisville for some odd reasons, but it's all Georgia for me, a State of, baby.
Okay, so if you've been living under the rock, Falcons lost the Super Bowl. All right, let's move on. So every year, a team from the NFC South that goes to the Super Bowl, the very next year, they don't make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Every year. They don't win the division. They don't even get into the playoffs. Every year, without exception, that's been the rule. So here the Falcons are in the NFC South, making the Super Bowl, winning the division. I think that Dan Quinn's got to have that talk.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've seen it time and time again. So what do they have to do to get away from that, to break that trend?
Yeah. I think a lot of teams tend to think they have arrived, and they tend to hold steady in what they have. Whereas if you look at what Atlanta has done, they've practically blown up the entire coaching staff.
Yeah.
I mean, they've kept offensive coordinator Shanahan got promoted and accepted the head coach. I guess it's a promotion to accept the head coaching job of the 49ers right now. He's taken the running backs coach with him. The quarterbacks coach, Matt LaFleur, has left to become the Rams offensive coordinator. So that's, you can understand that, you know, other teams around the NFL kind of pluck coaches away from winning teams. So that's understandable. Defensive staff has just been totally revamped. Defensive coordinator Richard Smith, I thought he was going to be demoted, but he ended up being dismissed. Defensive line coach Brian Cox has been dismissed, and that one really surprised me the most out of all of these. So Marquand Manuel is now the new defensive coordinator. He was the defensive backs coach. What this kind of tells me is Dan Quinn, who has a big-time pedigree as a defensive coordinator, a Super Bowl-winning defensive coordinator, I think he's going to be a little more hands-on with that defense and try to get them upgrade the numbers even more and get it to that Seattle Seahawks type of defense that they had when he was there.
Later on in the show, we're going to have the Brunswick High coach, the Brunswick High basketball coach, Coach Turner, come on. Brunswick High won a region championship last night. We'll have him around 10:36 in the hour. We're also going to have Dr. Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery come on and talk about Achilles injury, especially that injury that local baseball player Adam Wainwright suffered a couple years ago. We're going to break that down. And so, yeah, we've got a lot to get to. And then our rapid fire section. Oh, by the way, the Brunswick High football schedule is out, and we will discuss that. So we've got a lot going on, and we don't have a lot of time to get to it. This is The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Heron Document Systems is your go-to source for all of your copier and printer needs. Let me tell you a true story. A local business called Heron Document Systems to see what they could do for them, and Heron Document Systems ended up saving that company over $6,400 over the contract term. Authorized dealer for Canon, Sharp, and Samsung. 35 years locally owned and operated. Give them a call, 912-267-7802, or check them out online at herondds.com.
The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Calves. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Calves is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of Exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Calves or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Calves on Facebook.
Guys, Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Let Cunningham Jewelers take the stress out of finding that perfect gift. Lockets, bracelets, necklaces, and much more. Valentine's Day is special, so make her feel special. Sterling silver locket and chain for only $75, and a ton of gifts under $100 to fit your budget. Mention you heard this commercial and get 20% off. Cunningham Jewelers, located in beautiful historic downtown Brunswick, and remember, every girl is looking for that Cunningham's bow.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Your business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermarks Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermarks is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermarks, the mark of excellence.
Here on the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network, Jason Bishop along with Drayton Hogarth. And now joining us via the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline is Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. Dr. Sasser, thank you for taking the time.
Hey, no problem. Thanks, Jason. Thanks for having me.
Sure. And, you know, once again, I mention this every time you come on, I walk away smarter. So we're going to kind of tie this in to a local athlete that we have that actually pitches in the major leagues, and Adam Wainwright, as you know, not very long ago, he suffered an Achilles injury that put him out for a good amount of time. So let's talk about that. What exactly is an Achilles injury? How does that happen?
Well, the Achilles injury occurs at the Achilles tendon, which is where the muscles of the calf come down and attach to the heel bone or calcaneus, and that's the major force that allows you to push off. So you can see where somebody like Adam puts a significant amount of force through those muscles down to that tendon attachment. The injury is just a tear from that tendon, which can be acute or it can be a chronic issue from a history of Achilles tendonitis.
Now, when he tore it, he was actually in the batter's box attempting to bunt.
And then, right, and right. I remember watching, and I'm definitely an avid Cardinals fan, and went to school out in St. Louis, and so I try to catch all the games, and so I thought that was a very interesting way to tear your Achilles.
How in the world would it have torn just simply by doing that? Just a freak thing?
Could be. I haven't talked to Adam directly, but it could have been he could have had some chronic Achilles tendonitis that he was they were working on, but also the fact that he put so much stress across the Achilles tendon during his throwing mechanism that he could have had some type of weakness and just sort of freak twist or turn caused the injury.
Gotcha.
Most of my patients that I see aren't Major League Baseball players, but it's the middle-aged man or woman, weekend warrior, tennis player, golfer, and almost every single time they say that it feels like somebody hit me in the back of my heel.
When I was actually speaking with Adam about it, he said that he felt and I guess almost heard a pop.
Right.
Is that common?
That's very common because there's so much force across that tendon with the calf muscles that once it tears, that tendon retracts up, basically up the back of the leg, and so they will hear a pop and feel it tear. And actually, he's in that demographic. Most of our patients are really and truly middle age, early 30s to 50s, and we think the reason it tears at that one location is because the Achilles tendon has a very poor blood supply right before its attachment, and we call this the watershed area, and so normally that's where the tear occurs.
Now, we saw Adam when he tore that he actually had to be carried off the field. Why is it that when you tear that particular muscle that you can't put any weight on it just to walk?
Well, I mean, he could have walked on his heel, possibly, but you don't have any push off. If you think about it, every time you walk, you pick your foot up and then you push down, and every time that push down effect comes from the calf muscles, and so he basically has a floppy foot in that respect once that Achilles tendon is torn.
How would you go about rehabbing an Achilles injury?
It's a long, long rehab. The question is, first off, is if you're going to do surgery or if you're going to do treat it non-operatively. And in most of our active patients, we treat these surgically because you get a better repair of the tendon itself. And we used to treat these with no weight bearing, give them time, but we've actually found that it's better to begin some range of motion, to begin some gentle weight bearing, because the tendon itself likes stress. Like bones, the bones like to feel that stress, and that's a way to reorganize that collagen of the tendon, which allows it to function properly and regain its strength actually sooner than if you just fixed it and put it in a cast for 2 months.
With Adam tearing the Achilles, and of course he did come back later on in the season, so he missed, gosh, 6-8 months, whatever it was,
right?
And so That recovery time for him to be able to get back out there, let's say a position player had torn his Achilles, not a non-pitcher, right. would that position player be able to come back and get on the field sooner from that injury than a major league pitcher?
Well, probably not. And working in the NFL, one thing that I saw and was lucky to see is that these guys in the majors, they work with a trainer every single day. So first off, they're getting therapy 5 days a week, sometimes 7 days a week, to decrease swelling, increase their range of motion, increase their strengthening, which for most of us, we just don't have that time. And so any player, it should probably take 6 to 8 months for rehab. And also with those high-level athletes, they know if they're at 90%, 95%, or 100%. So a lot of those other position players, they're still not going to have that push off. You wouldn't want a shortstop or even a first baseman that has to lean out and is just a half step slower or half step shorter on his stretch.
Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery joining us here on The Game via the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline. Dr. Sasser, you mentioned that this injury is consistent with folks in their middle age, I guess. Is the injury, if it happens later in life, is it more difficult to rehab and come back from as far as time length goes versus someone that might be a little younger?
Yes, it is, and it's not just even based on chronological age, but if you have patients that are smokers or have other medical problems, it just, they don't have as good a blood supply, they just don't heal as fast. But definitely younger patients, I just recently had a younger college age type patient, and that is doing very well after an Achilles tendon repair, and that's not a very common age group. But that patient has bounced back much faster than most of my older patients.
Dr. Sasser, once again, you come on here and you make me smarter. Not that it's all that hard to do, but you do it every time. Joining us once again, Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Dr. Sasser, thank you for taking the time.
Thank you very much, Jason. I appreciate it.
It really isn't that hard to make me smarter every day, because, you know, you've got a starting point, and if your starting point isn't very high, well, there you go.
Yeah, I was just saying, I help make you smarter every week, so, I mean, come on.
Yeah, not willing to go that far. Not even close. Okay, what Atlanta Braves pitcher gave up the extra inning home run, the walk-off home run to Kirby Puckett in Game 6 of the 1991 World Series? If you call me and you get that right, I'm going to give you a shirt. 912-275-7017. What's the shirt? It's a game t-shirt is what it is, just to be clear.
Right.
I'll give you a free The Game with Jason Bishop and Drayton Hogarth t-shirt. What Atlanta Braves pitcher gave up the walk-off home run to Kirby Puckett in the 91 World Series in Game 6? Get it right. That's the only thing that we're going to ask of you.
Heron Document Systems is your go-to source for all of your copier and printer needs. Let me tell you a true story. A local business called Heron Document Systems to see what they could do for them, and Heron Document Systems ended up saving that company over $6,400 over the contract term. Authorized dealer for Canon, Sharp, and Samsung. 35 years locally owned and operated. Give them a call, 912-267-7802, or check them out online at herondsdot.com.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
It's the Love Your New Toyota sales event for a limited time at I-95 Toyota in Brunswick. Brand new 2017 Toyota Corollas, just $199 a month, not a lease. Triple the factory rebate cash on brand new 2017 Highlanders with standard third row seating. Triple factory rebates on 2017 Prius hybrids and Sienna minivans. 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, oil changes, and car washes for life. I-95 Toyota, Brunswick, where the markdown monster saves you money.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. A meet and greet was held for the new Brunswick High coach, Sean Pender, earlier in the week. A large crowd turned out, close to 75 people, to meet the new coach, listen to him speak, and ask questions about the direction of the Brunswick High program. In his speech, Pender said the number one goal of the program was to win a state title, and anything less than that would be less than what was expected of him. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook. And check us out, thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Welcome back to The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network here on WBQO 93.7. Right now, let's head into the dangerous mind of Jason Bishop over this week's Week in Review.
And here we go. Alex Mack would have missed 6 to 8 weeks with a broken fibula during the regular season, but he was playing in the Super Bowl. Rub some dirt on it. Kirk Cousins may be the most competitive celebrity football player ever. Hashtag, how do you like me now? Knock, knock. Who's there? Choke. Choku. Falcons. New York Knicks, the only franchise that ejects former greats. Classy.
Terrell Owens should be in the Hall of Fame for his touchdown celebrations by themselves. Baylor strength coach Brandon Washington fired for soliciting a prostitute. Who says the circus is going out of business? LeBron, you are the greatest player in the world, but if you expect people to believe you aren't lobbying for Carmelo Anthony, you are trash. Cameron Indoor Stadium, the best and craziest sports venue, period. And these are my thoughts.
I like it. By the way, this segment is brought to you by Jessup Furniture and by Heron Document Systems. Good thing at least the Baylor coach was trying to pay for it and not assault anybody.
Is that where we're going?
Go ahead and cue up awkward moment.
Yeah, I'm going to. I'm working on it.
This has been another awkward moment from Drayton Hogarth.
There you go. Good Lord. Brunswick High. Another email. I've already sent Bishop Media like 30. Here we go.
Okay.
Brunswick High has released their 2017 football schedule. They also won a region championship in basketball last night. We'll talk to their head coach, Coach Turner, briefly or shortly. I believe it's next segment. Mm-hmm. However, Brunswick High, their football program, as we all know, just hired Sean Pender, and we have obtained a copy of their 2017 schedule. And so week one, their schedule looks like this. Week one, the Pirates will go on the road to play Liberty County in Hinesville. That's actually a scrimmage. They're actually open the first week, and then they'll play Coffee County in Douglas. They'll play Cook County at Glenn County Stadium. They'll go to Wayne, or they'll go to Jessup to play Wayne. They'll go to Kingsland to play Camden. On September 22nd, they'll host South Effingham. Then they're off on September 29th. And then they get Bradwell, Glenn, and Effingham all back-to-back-to-back at home. Richmond Hill, at Richmond Hill. And then they close the season playing Osborne, who's terrible, at Glenn County Stadium. 8-2. Maybe 9-1.
Yeah,
maybe 9-1.
I think the big stretch, other than obviously, you know, the Bradwell Glen kind of stretch, Bradwell Glen Effingham, is that Wayne and Camden. Even though they're non-region games, I think it kind of sets a tone, making a tones from last year with not the Wayne game, but certainly that Camden game really sticks in a lot of people's craw of last year of losing that game to a Camden team that really wasn't very good last year. 7-6 at that, you know, when they had just gotten blown out by Glenn the week before.
Coming off a 5-5 campaign, and like I said, I think worst case, you're looking at an 8-2 season if you're a Pirate fan. Worst case, your schedule's soft. Mm-hmm. It's a really favorable schedule. The only tough teams I think that you've got to worry about are Coffee County and Glenn Academy. And so if you drop both of those games, you've still won 8 games. And you're going to be the number 2 seed in the region. Mm-hmm. You're going to get a first round playoff game at Glenn County Stadium.
Yeah, and that would be. I mean, that would be huge for Coach Pender to come in that first year and be able to go 8-2 like that. Practically, basically, have this program live up to their expectations that they should have as a program. You know, they should be an 8-2 type of team. Maybe not every year, but certainly. Just about every year should be challenging for hosting playoff games, winning the region championship, and then making deep runs into the state playoffs.
No reason not to.
Mm-hmm.
Got 35 seniors coming back if you're a Pirate fan. At the meet and greet, Sean Pender opened. He spoke to the crowd about 7 o'clock. They had the meet and greet was at 6. They had an hour like mingle time from like 6 to 7 where you just mingled around for a whole hour.
Okay.
Yeah, well, all right. But... So 7 o'clock, finally, Pender got up in front of folks, and the very first thing he said was, I am here to win a state championship. That was the first thing out of his mouth.
Yeah.
And I think he's pretty serious.
Absolutely.
He's already talking about that he's already getting kids that are on his offense to do walkthroughs of what the offense looks like already.
Mm-hmm.
To get them acclimated.
And he's done that you know, that's his baby. The offense is his baby to get put up points and have his defense take care of business on that side. But everywhere he's been, he's put up points, and that's how he does it. He gets those guys acclimated early as soon as he can, and he gets the system into their head and what they need to do.
He's brought in four new coaches as of right now. He introduced those at the meet and greet, four new coaches that he's bringing into the staff, mm-hmm. Three of which have been hired, one's in the process. I didn't get their names. But, yeah, four new coaches. One's a defensive coordinator that, from what I understand, has got a lot of good, solid background on the defensive side of the ball, which I think that's probably an area that Pinder would rather just let him handle.
Right.
But on offense, we've all seen what Coach Sean Pinder can do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he, just an offensive guru. And like I said, if he can just utilize that talent and that system that they had last year, you know, don't change up a whole lot too much, hopefully, on defense, because they were a dominant defense last year, no matter what the record indicated. But that would really that would go exactly to what we're saying with the 8-2, 9-1 type of schedule. That would really set them up well going forward.
What Atlanta Braves pitcher in the 1991 World Series gave up the walk-off home run to Kirby Puckett in Game 6 in extra innings? 912-275-7017. If you know the answer to that question, call in. I've got a free the game t-shirt for you if you get it right. We've already had one wrong guess.
Yeah.
91. I know it's forever ago, but we remember it. Oh, we got a caller. Let's see if they know who it is. All right, you're on. This is the game.
I'm shooting for Tom Glavine.
Oh, good guess, but not right.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. All right, so not Tom Glavine.
Should we give a hint?
Well, we had an email guess, so we'll narrow it down, because I mean there are a lot of pitchers, right? It's not Tom Glavine. It's not Alejandro Pena.
Well, that's a big guess.
That is a big that's right a big there. Giveaway. Not Tom Glavine. Not Alejandro Pena. What Atlanta Brave gave up the walk-off home run to Kirby Puckett in Game 6 of the 91 World Series? Not Glavine, not Alejandro Pena. 912-275-7017. We'll take your calls and your answers.
The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Calves. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Kev's is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of Exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Kev's or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Kev's on Facebook.
Guys, Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Let Cunningham Jewelers take the stress out of finding that perfect gift. Lockets, bracelets, necklaces, and much more. Valentine's Day is special, so make her feel special. Sterling silver locket and chain for only $75, and a ton of gifts under $100 to fit your budget. Mention you heard this commercial and get 20% off. Cunningham Jewelers, located in beautiful historic downtown Brunswick, and remember, every girl is looking for that Cunningham's bow.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
Your business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermarks Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermarks is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermarks, the mark of excellence.
The game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop along with Drayton Hogarth. This segment brought to you by I-95 Toyota and Coconut Kevs. And joining us via the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline is the Brunswick High head basketball coach, Coach Turner. Coach, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Coach, first and foremost, congratulations. A region championship last night, a 46-44 win. Talk about that game and how close it was.
Well, man, what a game, what a game. It was definitely an exciting basketball game, low scoring, got down 10-0 first quarter, ended up being like 14-7 at the end of the first. It was nip and tuck. They're a great basketball team, got a great coach, got a lot of respect for Effingham County and the rest of our region. It's just top notch, and we're just grateful and fortunate we were able to fight and scrap and somehow get two free throws there with 1.3 seconds left and win the game by two.
Coach Turner, of course, 2 years ago had the state championship run. Are you seeing any similarities between that year's team and this year's squad?
Well, it's hard to compare teams, but this team here is definitely hungry. Our big kid, Kamani Dunham, didn't play against Glenn. Well, he did. He played first quarter. He got hurt in the first quarter. He didn't play last night. One of my starting two guards, Marcus Scott, did not play very limited minutes at Glenn and in the championship game. It just depends, too, on how we heal and we're definitely hungry. Our team is playing hard. We've really got to find a way to score the basketball. This team is, it's exciting. I'm really excited about this team. I'm having a lot of fun with them.
Coach, now that you have secured the number one seed in your region, that means obviously you're going to go ahead and play in the state tournament. So who is next or potentially next for your Pirates?
For us, the way I'm looking at it, we're going to play the loser of Forest Park and Tucker. And that'll be played, I'm almost 100%, it'll be Saturday at Brunswick High in a doubleheader with our girls. Wow, our girls won, they've had a great year. Coach Mangum's done a great job with those girls. They won the region as well. So we're going to have a doubleheader. I'm thinking it's Saturday. Don't know exactly the game times yet.
Coach, talk to us a little bit about some of your players, that are getting looks from colleges. Like you mentioned, Kamani Dunham, guys like that. Who all is getting looks at taking that next step and playing in college?
Well, a lot of guards are juniors right now, and Derek Lampkin is a senior that is getting some looks, and he's about a 6'2", great three man, with a lot of effort and heart, and just plays extremely hard, plays bigger than his size. We're going to get him somewhere to go, and play. But, of course, Kamani's going to Charleston, and the rest of my seniors, a couple of them, one of them's going to Mercer on a football scholarship. The other's going to Tusculum on a football scholarship. So, we only have just really one senior other than Kamani that's going to sign a scholarship.
Coach, you mentioned earlier in this interview that you guys had to find ways to score the basketball. So with that being said, in your opinion, what's the strength of this particular team?
Well, this team here is right now the team we have on the floor is a very good team basketball team. They play great defense, and we're having the strength of our team is scoring on defense. So if we can generate a way to get some easier baskets and get ourselves, a cushion. The kids play as hard as any team right now that we've had at Brunswick.
Going back over your schedule, how much did those early season tournaments and things like that, how much did that really prepare you for the situation of maybe being without a player or two in this region tournament? How much did that prepare you to be able to win the region championship?
We definitely played a really tough schedule this year, and a lot of the teams we've played or maybe have even beaten, they're in the tournament and they're playing for region championships. So our guys have played against some good teams. We took them to the Deep South Classic in Atlanta. We went to Tift County over Christmas. We've got Vidalia twice, Johnson twice. We played Mountain View, Brookwood. A lot of these teams are still playing, and our region is top notch. So there was no easy games on the schedule. We're hoping we do that for a reason. We do care about, winning and losing and records and all that, but the ultimate thing is are they ready to play against top-notch competition, and that's what it's all about.
Joining us via the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirate basketball team, Coach Turner. Coach Turner, thank you for taking the time and coming on with us.
Hey, we're so thankful you guys had us on.
All right, thank you, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Yeah, once again, Coach Turner, head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates basketball program, and boy, has he ever done a great job.
Fantastic.
Man, they are, we talk about in football a lot, a potential juggernaut, a potential powerhouse. That's what Brunswick High is on the basketball court.
Mm-hmm. One state championship already under his belt.
Right.
Challenging for another one this year. And he's a great guy to talk to. I've talked to him on the sidelines at football games and stuff. He's just a great guy to sit there and just chat with about sports in general.
All right. Well, here it is again. What Atlanta Braves pitcher gave up the home run to Kirby Puckett in Game 6 of the 1991 World Series in extra innings? What Atlanta Braves pitcher gave up the walk-off home run to Kirby Puckett in Game 6 of the 1991 World Series? 912-275-7017. We've had a couple wrong guesses. If you get it right, you're going to win a free The Game t-shirt.
Nice. Collector's edition.
The funny thing is, yeah. Well, yeah, it is, actually. The funny thing is when we were in the pre-show and I mentioned that this would be the question, you knew the answer right off the top of your head.
Yeah, it's embedded in my mind, unfortunately.
Mine too.
Seeing Kirby Puckett fly around the bases, and it was devastating because you kind of knew. And then for the Braves to even get back up in that Game 7 again and make it a tight game even again, they could have easily just rolled over and let the Twins win because it was their home, in the crazy Metrodome where you couldn't see fly balls and getting deked on fly balls and not tagging up, but that's way too much inside baseball. But
one of those World Series that the Braves should have won, one of many.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. Okay, so we've got some confirmation. The defensive coordinator for Brunswick High is going to be Greg Mintier. He's coming over from Valdosta. He was the defensive coordinator last year for the Wildcats en route of them winning a state championship.
I was just about to say, he's bringing a state championship pedigree as well, coming from Valdosta last year.
It's the Love Your New Toyota sales event for a limited time at I-95 Toyota in Brunswick. Brand new 2017 Toyota Corollas, just $199 a month, not a lease. Triple the factory rebate cash on brand new 2017 Highlanders with standard third row seating. Triple factory rebates on 2017 Prius hybrids and Sienna minivans. 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, oil changes, and car washes for life. I-95 Toyota, Brunswick, where the markdown monster saves you money.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents
the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. A meet and greet was held for the new Brunswick High coach, Sean Pender, earlier in the week. A large crowd turned out, close to 75 people, to meet the new coach, listen to him speak, and ask questions about the direction of the Brunswick High program. In his speech, Pender said the number one goal of the program was to win a state title, and anything less than that would be less than what was expected of him. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook. And check us out, thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Herron Document Systems is your go-to source for all of your copier and printer needs. Let me tell you a true story. A local business called Herron Document Systems to see what they could do for them, and Herron Document Systems ended up saving that company over $6,400 over the contract term. Authorized dealer for Canon, Sharp, and Samsung. 35 years locally owned and operated. Give them a call, 912-267-7802, or check them out online at herronds.com.
The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Kevs. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Kevs is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Kevs or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Kevs on Facebook.
Guys, Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Let Cunningham Jewelers take the stress out of finding that perfect gift. Lockets, bracelets, necklaces, and much more. Valentine's Day is special, so make her feel special. Sterling silver locket and chain for only $75 and a ton of gifts under $100 to fit your budget. Mention you heard this commercial and get 20% off. Cunningham Jewelers located in beautiful historic downtown Brunswick, and remember, every girl is looking for that Cunningham's bow.
Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment brought to you by Port City Paint and Body, Bruce Kennedy Tire, and Cunningham Jewelers. Yeah, guys, listen, Cunningham Jewelers, Valentine's Day is like 3 days away. Get over there. I think they've tons of gifts under $100, a special $75 locket and chain. Give to your wife, girlfriend. Save yourself some money. Keep yourself out of the doghouse and have her talk about it for weeks to come. On what you did right for Valentine's Day. Get over there to Cunningham Jewelers. Okay, so here it is. We're in our last segment. I don't have a right answer for the trivia question. We had a caller during the break. Not right. So, once again, the question. What Atlanta Braves pitcher, we've got about 7 minutes to get this right, guys. What Atlanta Braves pitcher gave up the walk-off home run in Game 6 of the 1991 World Series to Kirby Puckett? What Atlanta Braves pitcher gave up the walk-off home run to Kirby Puckett in Game 6 of the 1991 World Series? All right, we've got a caller. This is the game.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, sir. I'm going to go ahead and guess LeBrant.
We'll take it. Charlie LeBrant.
LeBrant, there you go.
He was the Braves' fifth starter. He was not in the starting rotation. And in that extra inning game, he got into the game, one inning, gave up the home run, and the Braves eventually lose in seven.
First batter as well.
What was that?
First batter as well, unfortunately.
Okay, so we're going to...
Was it like a 2-1 pitch?
Wow, now that's incredibly impressive that you remember the count, because I don't even know the count. I just remember it was Charlie LeBrant that gave up the home run. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to hold you on the line. Drayton's going to hop on the phone with you, and... we're going to get your info, and we're going to give it to our receptionist, and then you can come by the Golden Isles Broadcasting Building. We'll give you the address to come and get your shirt. What size are you?
Probably a 2X.
All right. Just hold on the line, and Drayton will take care of you. Yeah, okay. Drayton's on the phone. So, yeah, Charlie Lee Brandt is the guy that gives up the home run to Kirby Puckett. No? Well, if you're on the line with us, just go ahead and call back in about 5 minutes. We'll take your call and get your stuff then. Drayton hasn't figured out how we work the phones yet. No big deal. We'll get him back. He won a free t-shirt because that's impressive. 91, Charlie Brandt, he remembers it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's... Talk about heartbreaking moments from Atlanta sports fans' sports memories. Why do you have to dredge that up right now? Guess I have a pro Atlanta trivia question in the future.
Not with all the heartbreak that they've given us. Why? No point in that.
Golly. I don't know, man. It's frustrating. But at least I do think Atlanta, the Falcons, are set up for continued success.
Do you think they're going to be back in the Super Bowl next year? Come on.
I know. I mean, everybody thought the Panthers would be back this year. There was no reason to think that they wouldn't be because they were getting, Kelvin Benjamin back
right
as well? That should improve. I think that offense is set up, though, well enough to maintain. And then like I said earlier, it's they're not really maintaining the status quo going into this next season thinking that they've arrived. They're obviously thinking that they needed to make major changes to get back, and it's going to increase why they shouldn't just be satisfied to get there. It should be a drive again to get back to this same point and then finally take that next step. Sarkisian coming in on offensive coordinator, that was an interesting hire as well, I thought.
I like that hire. I've gotten a lot of folks that say I don't like that hire, but I do because I think that Sarkisian is that West Coast guy that just like Kyle Shanahan was. He's going to know the offense. He's going to know heard Herm Edwards say a million times. He's going to know the verbiage.
Yeah.
You know, but he's going to know the terminology. He's going to know the playbook. So he's already a step above the game because he is that same type of offensive coordinator as Kyle Shanahan as far as the plays that he typically runs, mm-hmm. the style that he typically runs. It is that style.
Yeah. And he doesn't mind running the ball. He can sit there and take care of it. And plus, it really helps when you've got Matt Ryan in charge of everything on the field anyway. You know, he gets the call, but he's obviously experienced enough and a great enough quarterback to be able to get them into the right play, make the right read, make the right throw. So that's a huge bonus right there in and of itself. And you got Julio Jones to be able to have an option to target as well. So I think Sarkisian's in a good spot. And I think he's a good fit for what the Falcons want to do as well.
Okay, so again, the Falcons get back to the Super Bowl next year.
I mean, it takes so much to get to there between injury. I mean, look at the offensive line. They had until the game before the final game of the year, their offensive line was practically injury-free, which is incredible in the NFL to have the same starting five for
all
every
year.
Game, mm-hmm. playoffs, everything. And you said in the SEC week in review, props to Alex Mack for sucking it up, taking the shots, painkillers, whatever it had to be to get in there.
Can
and play
you imagine
that
what drugs he had
leg.
In his system
Golly.
For a broken leg to play? Can you imagine what they shot him up with?
It's incredible. I mean, it kind of similar to what Thomas Davis went through last year with the broken forearm. Now, remember the stitches that were on his forearm? It was just looked like a Frankenstein type of thing, but by God, he was going to be out there playing. And these guys are crazy warriors, man, to go out there and play like they do in this situation.
By the way, did you like my Falcons joke in the weekend review?
The choke.
Knock, knock.
Yeah.
Who's there?
Yeah.
Choke who? Falcons?
No, I didn't like that.
You didn't like that? I thought it was pretty clever.
If you want to talk a little bit about the game at all, now, I mean, we got what, 2 minutes? Or you want to do we got headlines left on me?
Huh, well, we're not going to get the headlines. Okay. That's not going to happen. No, you don't.
it was just frustrating.
No, man. Look, if you're a Falcons fan, are you hard? Of course you are.
Yeah.
But look, don't be, because it was fate and destiny for Tom Brady to win his fifth Super Bowl. Everything that had to have happened for that to take place was so improbable that there's no way that in reality, in real life, that all that stuff takes place. That's movie stuff. And sure enough, everything that had to go right, and I mean everything, if Atlanta makes one play, they win the Super Bowl. And for the last 12 minutes of the football game, they couldn't make one play in 12 minutes, not one.
I don't even know, Jason, if they had to make plays. I think they just had to, if they would have just ran the ball. It burns clock. On the third, like the third and one, for example, why not go ahead and run the ball instead of trying a pass, what, 15 yards downfield and Matt Ryan getting pressure? It that seemed like the Patriots had figured something out to be able to increase the pressure on Matt Ryan. Why not go ahead and run the ball? That burns off 2 to 4 more minutes off the clock if you convert that. And it's not like they were getting stoned at the line of scrimmage. That's what's frustrating. I mean, Freeman and Coleman were picking up yards.
Because that's the girl the Falcons brought to the prom.
Yeah, I know, but you still got two very good side pieces.
Dude, I'm not arguing with you. I understand what you're saying, but you hear all the time that coaches lose games because they get too conservative and they veer away from what they do best to try to win a football game or try not to lose a football game. No, props to Kyle Shanahan. Yeah. He's come out and he said, I'm the reason they lost.
Okay.
You know, great that you stepped up and took accountability, but it wasn't your fault. He called that game exactly like he had called every previous game up to that point, and look how successful they had been. And so everything that met, you know what? Stop a 2-point conversion. How about that?
Yeah. It was definitely fault on both sides, I think.
Don't blow a blocking assignment and get your quarterback sacked. How about that?
Yeah.
You know, don't blame Kyle Shanahan for calling the game the same exact way he's called every game all year long. It's not his fault.
Yeah. It was just set up. You had that big Super Bowl moment with that throw that Ryan made on the run, Julio snagging it, you know, right on the sideline. It was the Super Bowl moment, you know, and it just wasn't meant to be, but hopefully there's next year.
Yeah, you're right. It just wasn't meant to be because there are too many things that went right for the Patriots and wrong for the Falcons for you to argue that it wasn't predestined for Patriots to win that game. End of story.
Yep.
Oh, we ran long. We got to go.
See you guys.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
Your business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermarks Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermarks is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermarks, the mark of excellence.
It's the Love Your New Toyota sales event for a limited time at I-95 Toyota in Brunswick. Brand new 2017 Toyota Corollas, just $199 a month, not a lease. Trip, trip, triple the factory rebate cash on brand new 2017 Highlanders with standard third row seating. Triple factory rebates on 2017 Prius hybrids and Sienna minivans. 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, oil changes, and car washes for life. I-95 Toyota, Brunswick, where the Markdown Monster saves you money.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and
CBS
News,
I'm Gary Nunn. President Trump is determined,
safely.
Laser-focused on an immigration crackdown, promising another effort to block terrorists from...